Holiday fun in Spain.
在西班牙的假期乐趣。
A simple adventure about a trip to Spain.
关于去西班牙旅行的简单冒险。
Anna plans a holiday.
安娜计划了一次假期。
She goes to Spain.
她去了西班牙。
She needs to book a hotel.
她需要预订酒店。
She finds a good place.
她找到了一个好地方。
She is at the hotel.
她在酒店。
She needs a taxi.
她需要一辆出租车。
She calls a taxi.
她叫了一辆出租车。
She visits many places.
她参观了很多地方。
She sees the museum.
她看到了博物馆。
The museum is interesting.
博物馆很有趣。
She buys souvenirs.
她买纪念品。
She likes shopping.
她喜欢购物。
She sees the beach.
她看到海滩。
The beach is beautiful.
海滩很美。
She takes many photos.
她拍很多照片。
She likes the food there.
她喜欢那里的食物。
She meets new friends.
她见了新朋友。
She dances with them.
她和他们一起跳舞。
She enjoys her time in Spain.
她在西班牙过得很愉快。
The weather frog in the city.
在城市里的天气青蛙。
The story of a talking weather frog who gives weather forecasts daily in the marketplace.
一个会说话的天气青蛙的故事，它每天在市场上提供天气预报。
People gather on sunny mornings to listen to the frog's forecast.
人们聚集在阳光明媚的早晨听青蛙的预报。
The frog sits on a tree stump and starts talking.
青蛙会在树桩上坐下，开始讲话。
Today is sunny and perfect for shopping.
今天是晴天，适合购物。
The old lady smiles and nods.
老奶奶微笑并点头。
If it rains, the frog sings a song.
如果有雨，青蛙会唱一首歌。
The song has the melody of wind and rain.
歌中有风和雨的旋律。
Children jump in the puddles.
孩子们在水坑中跳来跳去。
The merchants thank the frog.
商人感谢青蛙。
Their business is booming because of his forecast.
因为他的预报，他们的生意火爆。
At night, the frog sits quietly.
晚上，青蛙安静地坐着。
He listens to the hustle and bustle of the city.
他聆听城市的喧嚣。
That's why he knows everything.
这就是他无所不知的原因。
His forecasts are always accurate.
他的预报总是准确无误。
The next day, the weather is clear.
第二天，天气晴朗。
People gather again with expectation.
人们又满怀期待地聚集。
The frog is always their friend and guide.
青蛙永远是他们的朋友和指南。
The weather frog receives everyone's love.
天气青蛙得到了每个人的爱。
An evening dinner in Osaka.
一个人在大阪的晚餐。
It tells the story of a German who travels to Japan and is invited by a family to a traditional dinner.
讲述一位德国人到日本旅行，被一个家庭邀请参加传统晚宴的故事。这个故事突出了文化差异和共同的跨文化学习。
Mark is a young engineer from Germany.
马克是一名来自德国的年轻工程师。
He goes to Japan for the first time on a business trip.
他第一次去日本出差。
On his first day in Osaka, he receives an invitation email.
在抵达大阪的第一天，他收到了一封邀请邮件。
A family named Tanaka invites him to dinner.
一个叫田中的家庭邀请他共进晚餐。
Mark is both excited and nervous.
马克的兴奋又紧张。
He doesn't know what to bring as a gift.
他不知道该带什么作为礼物。
In the end, he chooses a bottle of wine.
最后，他选择了一瓶葡萄酒。
He arrived early before dinner.
晚餐前，他提前到达了。
The Tanaka family is very friendly.
田中一家非常友善。
They gave him a warm welcome.
他们给了他一个温暖的欢迎。
He is introduced to everyone in the family.
他被介绍给家里的每个人。
The dinner is plentiful, with rice, sushi, and soup.
晚餐非常丰富，有米饭、寿司和汤。
Mark tries to eat every dish.
马克尝试吃每道菜。
They use chopsticks.
他们使用筷子。
At first, it is difficult for Mark.
起初，这对马克来说很困难。
But soon he gets used to it.
但很快他就习惯了。
After dinner, they talked for a long time.
晚餐后，他们交谈很久。
They exchanged culture and language.
他们交换了文化和语言。
The evening is full of laughter and learning.
那个晚上充满了笑声和学习。
That night, Mark thanks the Tanaka family.
当天晚上，马克感谢田中一家。
Title: Forms of Everyday Life.
标题：日常形态。
Description: A journey of exploration through the world of colors and shapes in the cityscape. From the buildings to the traffic on the streets to the fashion on the street, everything is described in this vivid report.
描述穿越色彩与城市形态世界的探索之旅。从建筑、街道、交通到街上的时尚，一切都在这个生动的报道中描述。
At dawn, I stepped out of my house.
黎明时分，我走出家门。
The city was alive with the morning energy.
城市的早晨充满活力。
The sunlight reflected off the windows of the buildings.
阳光反射在建筑物的窗户上。
The sky was blue, and the trees were green.
天空是蓝色的，而树木是绿色的。
There were vehicles of various colors on the street.
街上有各种颜色的车辆。
Each car had its unique color and shape.
每辆车都有其独特的颜色和形状。
In the shop windows, many fashionable shirts and skirts were displayed.
在商店橱窗里，陈列着许多时髦的衬衫和裙子。
These clothes showcased different vibrant colors.
这些衣服展示了不同鲜艳的色彩。
On the busy streets, pedestrians hurried across.
在繁忙的街道上，行人纷纷穿过。
Each pedestrian had a unique style.
每个行人都有自己独特的风格。
Some wore clothes with bright geometrical patterns.
有些人穿着带有明亮几何图案的衣服。
This was my daily journey through forms of life.
这是我日常生活中的形态之旅。
The Festival of Lights in India.
在印度的灯节。
A detailed report on the preparation and celebration of the Diwali festival, one of the biggest and most colorful festivals in India.
关于排灯节准备和庆祝的详细报告，这是印度最大和最色彩缤纷的节日之一。
Preparations usually commence weeks before the festival.
准备工作通常就在节日前几周开始。
Families clean their houses to welcome goodness and prosperity.
家庭打扫房子，以迎接善良与繁荣。
Streets are filled with vendors selling colorful decorations and sweets.
街道充满了小贩售卖丰富多彩的装饰品和甜食。
Lanterns, bulbs, and strings of lights are hung in homes and workplaces.
灯笼、灯泡和灯条被悬挂在家里和工作场所。
Each night of Diwali is marked by brilliant displays of lights.
排灯节的每个晚上都以闪耀的灯光展示为标志。
Fireworks are set off into the glowing night sky.
烟火在光芒四射的夜空中点燃。
Behind these festivities lies profound religious significance.
这些盛会背后藏着深刻的宗教意义。
It symbolizes the victory of light over darkness.
它象征光明战胜黑暗。
It also signifies the triumph of good over evil.
它也标志着良好胜过邪恶。
During this time, people come together to express gratitude.
在这个时刻，人们走到一起表达感恩。
They give thanks for the blessings received.
他们感谢所收到的祝福。
Get-togethers and merrymaking are common during Diwali.
排灯节期间，聚会与享乐随处可见。
People wear their finest traditional attire.
人们穿上他们最好的传统服装。
They exchange gifts and sweets with each other.
他们互赠礼物和甜点。
Setting up colorful lights is a family activity.
布置彩灯是一个家庭活动。
Children help make simple lanterns.
孩子们帮忙制作简易灯饰。
Traditional foods are cooked at home.
传统美食在家中烹饪。
These dishes are served to guests from near and far.
这些美食为来自附近和远方的客人提供。
Diwali is a festival full of joy and lights.
排灯节是一场充满欢乐与亮光的节日。
Impressions from the psychology of color and shape.
从色彩和形状心理学的印象中。
A profound essay exploring the psychological effects of colors and shapes.
一个深入的论文，探讨色彩和形状的心理影响。
Colors have played a crucial role in expressing emotions throughout history.
自古以来，颜色在表达情感上扮演重要角色。
For example, red is frequently associated with passion and energy.
例如，红色通常与激情和能量相关。
On the other hand, blue conveys tranquility and stability.
另一方面，蓝色则传达宁静和稳定。
Psychologists have found that colors can affect human emotions and behavior.
心理学家研究发现，颜色可影响人的情绪和行为。
Green is often perceived as a calming and relaxing hue.
绿色通常被视为一种舒缓和放松的色调。
These effects vary across different cultures.
这种影响在不同的文化中有所不同。
In some cultures, white symbolizes purity, whereas in others, it is associated with mourning.
在一些文化中，白色象征纯洁，而在另一些文化中，它与哀悼相关。
Shapes also have psychological impact, ingrained in our brains.
形状也有心理影响，安装在我们的大脑中。
Circles are commonly associated with harmony and safety.
圆形通常与和谐、安全有关。
Conversely, sharp edges might convey a sense of danger or unease.
另一方面，尖锐的边缘可能传达危险或不安的感觉。
In design, these psychological elements are employed to evoke specific emotional responses.
在设计中，这些心理元素用于吸引特定的情感反应。
Art can induce profound introspection through the use of color and shape.
艺术可以通过颜色和形状引起深刻的内省。
Designers leverage this knowledge to create functional and aesthetically pleasing spaces.
设计师利用这种知识以创造功能性和美观的空间。
In everyday life, we often react unconsciously to colors and shapes.
在日常生活中，我们经常无意识地对颜色和形状做出反应。
Understanding these reactions allows us to better design our living environments.
理解这些反应可以让我们更好地设计我们的生活环境。
This knowledge is also applicable in marketing to evoke positive emotions among consumers.
这种知识还可以应用于营销，以便在消费者中激发良好的情感。
When we choose colors, they can carry intense emotional resonance.
当我们选择颜色时，它们可能带来强烈的情感共鸣。
Applying these concepts can give design a unique visual appeal.
应用这些概念能够赋予设计独特的视觉吸引力。